Previously on the Loyal Littles podcast.
Now, are you a Costco person?
Not a Costco person anymore, but I'm a big rotisserie chicken person.
Okay.
And can I tell my recipe?
Sure.
With rotisserie chicken? You get a rotisserie chicken, you get some mozzarella, you get one of those pre-made things of pesto, you know, if you're in kind of the deli section of the supermarket, the pesto, and pasta. And while your pasta is cooking, it needs to be al dente, you chop up all the chicken, and then just take a big bowl, and you have your chopped up chicken, and your pesto, and your pasta, and some Parmesan cheese. It is fantastic.
That sounds amazing.
Fantastic. No. I made it about 5,000 times for my kids when they were little, and they would always go, oh no, not that again. And then they would wolf it down.
Welcome back to the Loyal Littles podcast.
On the WTFC podcast network.
Hey, Roxy.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, Littles. Roxy.
Chuck.
Isn't Tori great?
So great.
It's just such, she just brings so much joy to my life.
Yeah.
And we're so lucky to get to talk to her. And now she's sharing recipes with us.
Yes.
Littles, we tried the recipe. It's fantastic. Try it. That's why we put it in our open. I don't know what else to say.
Try it.
She's
you
bringing
might
us
like
podcasts.
It.
She's bringing us entertainment. She's bringing us recipes.
Yeah.
It's just great. She's always so wonderful. We, of course, got great feedback about both our guests from last episode.
Mm-hmm.
We first heard from Ed Butt, episode 51. He says, isn't Tori Clark the best? Unsolicited plug for Chatter on Books. At Summer of Littles a few years ago, Kim Wilson.
Two L's.
And actually, he wrote Kim Two L's Wilson.
Oh.
So now we have a variation on the theme here.
Okay.
Jeannie from Baltimore and I were sitting at the end of a table at Stormcloud. All three of us said that we don't read many books, but we all love Chatter on Books.
Yes.
Ed Butt, episode 51. I agree. That's what why I was plugging it last episode. I'm telling you, just the open, just the open's enough for me sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, no offense to the authors.
Right.
They're all great. But,
right.
You know, you get your little TK fix on, as I call it.
Yeah.
Next one, Chuck and Roxy. I hear Tori. And if you don't want to read it all, of course, don't. But you can't say you read it. Tim Cree, episode 107.
Uh-huh.
We're still there.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I get it. I understand what she's saying.
Yeah.
And I'm glad she clarified that. That's kind of, I guess, what she said. But like I said, we had a new category. I read it, but I didn't like it.
Right.
All right. And then Eric Barnes, episode 72. He does his recaps, as we said.
Uh-huh. Thank
this
you.
Was part one I loved. Chuck and Roxy drank before bowling, needed Ritz. Roxy ended up breaking 100. Chuck 146, 165. We need bowling shirt pictures. Do you have your own bowling shoes? Now, that's why I included this.
Oh.
Because, Roxy.
I have my own bowling
shoes. I got a lot of
shit
for that, by the way.
What?
I bought those for you for your birthday. I bought you a bowling ball and bowling shoes.
Yeah.
For your birth. Remember, and I got a lot of crap. Like, who bowls? Who gets their? I think were we married at that time?
No, we weren't. That
we were
was
just engaged.
2017 or 18.
Oh, so we weren't even engaged yet, maybe.
No.
So okay, I sort of get that. Who buys their girlfriend a bowling ball for their birthday? But
well,
you wanted it.
I wanted it, and we had been bowling pretty frequently.
Yes.
So I'm like, actually, what happened was I had a toe issue. So I figured, you know, instead of putting my feet in somebody else's shoes or shoes that many other people have worn, I'd like to have my own.
Yeah.
So that was the driving force, I think, for those gifts.
So yes, but Roxy has her own bowling shoes. I do not.
Yeah.
I'm fine. I never had a thing with feet.
Unfortunately, the bowling ball is a little too
now
light.
Now it's too light because you got so good.
Too much. Yeah. Yeah. But it was pretty. It glowed in the dark.
It had butterflies on it.
Butterflies on it. Matched my shoes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, yes, to answer your question, Eric Barnes. And then for last part of the open, quick thank you, Jeff Whipple, episode TBD.
I was going to say who?
Exactly. Jeff Whipple, use the code Roxy.
Oh.
Another 5 and 11.
Oh,
another
I love that.
Another 5 and 11. $5 and 11 cents. We
it's
love
it. It's always fun to see those
so
pop up.
It's so fun when those pop up. 5 and 11. It's not too good, but ain't the worst.
Right.
It ain't the worst donation we ever got, Roxy,
definitely
for the Loyal
not.
Littles podcast. Remember, if you want to do that, just head on over to Venmo and use our code.
LLPOD.
Our logo will pop up, and you can donate any amount to the podcast you want.
Mm-hmm.
Get your name on our website.
Yep.
Sometimes, if you become a supporter of the podcast, which you can also do on our website.
LoyalLittlesPod.com.
Scroll to the bottom. You'll see the link. Blah, blah, blah. It takes you through it. You can become a monthly supporter. You get mediocre stuff from us.
Yeah, you do.
You get mediocre stuff from the Loyal Littles podcast. All right, enough of that, because we've got another jam-packed episode.
Yeah, we
Roxy,
do.
Roxy, another blast from the past. Please welcome back to the podcast for 5 mediocre minutes, even though we know it's going to be better than that. Episode 53, Roxy.
Yes, prime number.
Oh, yes. Can't forget the prime number
hint,
part.
Hint.
Please welcome to the podcast,
Dina in Damascus.
Hey, Dina, how's it going?
pretty good. How are you guys?
We're
good.
Fantastic. We're back together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay. I mean, it was a great show, by the way, Chuck. Very good.
Well, thank you for, you know, I don't know if you heard, I gave you a shout out a couple episodes ago. You definitely won the long distance award.
Yes.
For people coming. Oh, well, actually, I lied. Roxy wins the award.
That's okay. I don't have to count in this.
I was thinking of other littles, but yes.
Yeah, sure.
So second place ain't bad, though.
But it was,
it's like 5-11.
It was an absolutely fantastic show. You did a great job.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It was a lot of fun. It really grew on me.
Yeah.
Dumbest show I've ever done.
So
maybe not the dumbest
that.
Show I've ever done. But one of the dumbest shows.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think, like we said, we just embraced it.
Yeah.
And that's what made it
fun.
Yeah. Okay, it was pure fun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Dina.
So speaking of pure fun.
Yeah, I was going to say, great. That's a great segue. And we've got some business to get to here. So take it away.
It is. All right. So we are having a little Palooza. It's a gathering of littles. It has nothing to do with Jingle Fest. We avoided the Jingle Fest weekend and the weekend before or after. I do not know if there's going to be a Jingle Fest. If you would like to know, you could reach out to Jerry, who I believe is episode TBD.
Yes.
But this is a chance for littles just to hang out and do some TK things and sit around and chat. There will be no jingles. We'll just, we'll do different things. So first of all, when is it? It is June 7th to the 9th. That was based on some survey results that we did with the Google Forms. And where it's going to be is Maryland, specifically in Bethesda. And thanks to Betsy Jaffe, episode 85, who did a fantastic job finding a hotel. It's $159 a night. All the details are on the website, which I'll talk about in a moment. But if you want to stay beyond the weekend, then go ahead and just sign up for the days that are listed, the 7th through the 9th, and then you can call and they'll extend the same rate for any extra nights. It's the AC Hotel. It's a new Marriott hotel. It's right at the Bethesda Metro. So it's right on the Red Line. So for people who want to do DC activities, it's right there. And what are we going to do? Well, Friday night, we're going to do some kind of gathering. We're not sure what. But we are going to have a Zoom link for anybody who would like to attend but can't get to the DC area. Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, we're going to hit the TK hotspots. Bethesda Bagels, Old Chatter. I think most of it's going to be walkable, so that will be a lot of fun. And then the big event is Saturday at 4:05. We're going to go see the Nationals. And right after the Nationals game, we'll hang out back at the Marriott in Bethesda and just hang out and chat. So what do you have to do? Well, go to the website. The website is, because I am too cheap to buy a website for something like this, it's dinaindamascus.wixsite.com/littlepalooza. However, I hear that Chuck might have the website link on his webpage.
Well, can we stop there for a second? First of all, I've heard survey, I've heard Google Docs, I've heard
Google
website,
Form. Mm-hmm.
Google Forms, whatever they're called, blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah. I mean, it's crazy. All right, all this stuff just for this one weekend.
But
this
also good to know that things are, you know, we're close to the metro, so we can hop on and go anywhere.
Yeah.
Yes. Great. Yeah. And so things like Google Forms and whatnot, it's actually not that hard to do.
I know.
But finding a good hotel near a metro stop for a rate like $159 a night, Betsy did an absolute fantastic job.
Yeah,
I can't say enough good things. In fact, she's already mapped out the Saturday morning walk to the TK sites and talking about how far they are and with metro stop. And she is absolutely fabulous. It's easy to do Google Forms. It's not easy to negotiate with hotels.
Right. Sure.
Well, Chuck can't do either, so it's
no.
okay.
So the important thing, though, is to RSVP. I did figure out how to, on this website, create an RSVP page.
For each thing.
Oh.
Yes. So if you go to the main page, there's something listed for each event. Like, say you just want your local, you don't want to go to the Nationals game, you just want to hang out with people at 7 o'clock on Saturday night, just RSVP. You'll enter in, I think, your email address and different things. The important thing is for the Saturday baseball game, because what we'll want to do is try to get a bunch of seats together. So if you RSVP for anything, go ahead and RSVP for that so we can go ahead and get tickets purchased. And obviously get the hotel if you want to lock in on those rates. I can't remember when
I think it's early May. Yeah. But it's on the website. Yeah. So.
It's on the website. Everything is on the website.
Are you impressed? I did my homework, Dina. I went to the website. I checked it out before we came on. I just wanted to see what it was all about. And yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
But the big thing also is to spread the word. We've got a something on Claire's Smart and Funny Facebook group. I don't really do Twitter/X that much. So if other people's do, feel free to share the website around. And we just would love to have a great gathering. And again, no jingles, no performing. We're just going to sit around and chat and get to know each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have some fun.
Hang out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It happens every time when there's an
event. It does. Yeah.
Like Syracuse Mets, we stayed into like the lobby until what? 1 a.m.
Oh my gosh.
I felt like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was great.
It's just fun to get together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It sounds like it's a pretty jam-packed weekend, though. I saw the day, Saturday is pretty jam-packed, which is good.
Yeah, do we know who the Nationals are playing?
They're playing Atlanta, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think she said that right.
Yep. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't think she was listening to you, Dina. No, just kidding.
That was one little tidbit I missed. That's it.
But yeah, I mean, it could have been better. It could have been a Red Sox game. But, you know, we'll take it. No, yeah, actually, the Braves, that's a division rival. That'll be great.
This will be fun. Yeah.
Yes. And then I have to, before the Littles are, you know, call in and complain, Chuck, I did not actually say who they were playing, just what time the game was.
Whoa.
Thank you.
Okay. See, I went to the website ahead of time, did some homework. So I knew who they were playing. So
exactly. But I did not say it out
way
loud.
Way to try to calm me out, Chuck.
Check the tape. Well, listen, this sounds exciting.
Yeah.
Thank you for taking the time to talk to the Littles. We're looking forward to seeing you all again.
Yes.
And let's get out of here because we have a great Meet the Littles guest.
We do.
I want to introduce it real quick. Now, he has this thing on, I'm assuming this is okay to read. It's on a website.
Yeah.
Okay. That he's attached to.
Sure.
Okay. But this is the little teaser. It says, when I was 12 years old, my hometown newspaper held a contest for kids. The topic was simple. Write in 250 words or less what you liked about living in Willamette, Illinois. Is that right? Wilmot? He says, I didn't win. I really didn't think my voice mattered at all that much, so I didn't enter. When I read the winning essay, I was shocked. It was awful. The kid who wrote it missed the obvious. Her writing was cliched, and frankly, I don't even think it was her work.
Oh.
In my opinion, she all but stole that bike. So let's get to the bottom of that. It's an amazing career. We're very fortunate.
Yes.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with Meet
the
Littles.
Hey, this is Jason Fraley from WTOP's Beyond the Fame podcast, and you are listening to the Loyal Littles podcast on the WTFC Podcast Network.
Being played in by a new artist named Lorenzo Wildcard. And this song is called Love and Cuss, just released less than a month ago on January 27th. Now, if you like what you hear, you can find her all over the place. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, TikTok, SoundCloud, you name it, she's there. You just need to search Lorenzo Wildcard. And the best place to reach her is at her email address, which is lorenzowildcard@gmail.com. We'll put all that in the show notes. And remember, the most important thing, though, is we will play the full song, Love and Cuss, by Lorenzo Wildcard at the end of the podcast. Alright, all you loyal littles, it's now time to
Meet the Littles.
And Roxy.
Chuck.
A local celebrity.
Yes.
From where I was.
Yes.
Yes.
We met him.
It was such a delightful time, but let's get to know him better. Please welcome to the podcast, Ted Perry. Hey Ted, how's it going?
I am so excited to be here. Aww. Ever since breakfast, when you told me there was a chance I might make the podcast. Do we know my number yet? Because I'm ordering license plates.
Yes, we showed him a picture of that license plate.
Yes.
Now, can we say the other word?
Oh, yeah. I don't know where that came from. Like, you started calling me Uncle Ted.
Uncle Ted.
And I don't know. I did have somebody once at a fundraiser. Well, should we tell people what I do for a living?
Yeah, let's go way back. Let's do that first. Let's introduce you. Okay. I know Chuck has.
I don't want to tell you how to run your show here, but.
No, take a second. Introduce yourself to all the loyal littles out there. Tell us a little something about yourself.
Gotcha. My name is Ted Perry. I am a news anchor at the Fox station here in Milwaukee, Fox 6 News. And I have been here about 31 years now. I'm originally from Chicago, grew up in the Chicago suburbs, moved to a small Wisconsin town when I was in high school, Baraboo, Wisconsin, go T-Birds, and college at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and bounced around to a couple starter markets in Rochester, Minnesota, and Chattanooga, Tennessee. And I have been here and plan to stay here until God says, yeah, we're done with you. And so this is my home. So I do, I have the luxury, and I shouldn't say luxury, I have the honor of emceeing events now and then. And in an event a couple of years ago, a woman referred to me as Milwaukee's uncle.
Oh.
But my favorite word is avuncular, which means of or pertaining to an uncle.
Hmm.
And I don't have any kids, so maybe uncle sounds fine with me. I mean, we call him Uncle Tony, right?
Yeah.
But I didn't know I had that same moniker, but you have given me that.
Well, I think I want to say episode 2, Steve Osbold is the one that introduced you that way to us, maybe.
Yeah.
I can't say that for sure, but I think that might be it. Mm-hmm. But
shout out to Oz who brought us together.
Yes, definitely.
It was a great
episode
time.
Episode 2.
Yep. And then we had Jamie Armada there too at breakfast. That was great.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, it was just so funny. Like, we're like, Uncle Ted? Sure. I don't know who this is. But now, you forgot the most important part about your introduction. You forgot to tell someone to eat it. Anyone in particular you want to?
Oh, Lizza?
No. I was thinking more George Millay, but okay.
I would never No, no, no. I have deep admiration for George Millay.
Yes.
Who used to work here. We competed against each other. Mm. He works for the NBC station in town. And we went head-to-head at 10 o'clock. And then he moved on, which I was happy to do because he was a very worthy opponent at 10 o'clock. Mm. And he's a wonderful guy. I've met him a number of times. And I had no idea what a fantastic artist he is.
Yes.
And I am jealous that he has Tony on speed dial.
Yeah.
And so I want to congratulate him on his new gig in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
But no, I would never, ever, ever tell George Millay to eat.
I might have sent him a photo of us, the three of us, at breakfast. Mm-hmm. And I sent it to him, and I actually said that, and he absolutely loved it. He thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
He wrote back, told us to make sure we wish you well. And, of course, you know, he's like, say hi for me. I'm like, well, this was yesterday.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
So we didn't,
So wait, to be clear, you sent a picture of us at breakfast to George Millay with the inscription, Ted Perry says, eat it.
Well, I might have just said.
You put words into my mouth.
I might have to check the tape. No, literally, I might have just said.
What a rabble rouser punk you are.
He's like, this is
he
over,
really
click.
Is.
No, I might have said, someone said to tell you to eat it. I didn't say it was you specifically.
It could have been
think.
Me, I guess.
Yeah, it could have been me.
For
I don't know.
For the duration of this podcast, I will answer questions from Roxy and Roxy.
Oh, no. No, I don't. I don't remember. I'll look it up.
Shock.
I don't think it. No, I definitely didn't say it was from you. I just said someone said. Mm-hmm. Could have been.
Oh.
We could blame Oz. No, we can't blame Oz. He brought us together. Well, Jamie was there. I guess we could. No, anyway. Let's get back to you and let's change the subject.
Okay.
So now, is this something you always wanted to go? I love asking this question. What was your major in college, stuff like that? Is this something you always wanted to go into?
I was a journalism major, yes, at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, home of the Badgers. And truth be told, I entered the university with every intention of being a high school history teacher and football coach. And I'll spare you the details, but it was a very archaic class registration period in the mid-80s when I was there. And so all the education classes were full when I went to apply. And somebody said, I'm taking this journalism class. It's pretty fun. You should take it. And I took it and I kind of got hooked from there. Mm-hmm. Now, yes, had I had some, you know, my sister-in-law was a TV reporter in Chicago when I was a kid. And I worked on the high school paper and I had a little taste for current events and writing. But I never thought about making it my career until I got to Madison.
So no high school newspaper or anything like that?
Well, no, I did work on the high school newspaper.
Okay.
We started there, so I must have had some interest, but I never thought it would be a career. When I graduated high school, I thought I'm going to go to college for 4 years, get a teaching degree, and come back to my hometown of Baraboo, Wisconsin, and coach football and teach history.
And then, so what did it for you? What got you into TV, I guess?
Again, that class I took, it was taught by a local news anchor named Rick Featherston in Madison. And he sort of said to me, hey, you know what? You have a talent for this. You know, when you're impressionable, even in your college, you're not totally sure what you're going to do. And somebody says, hey, you're pretty good at this, and it's a great way to make a living. Hmm. You kind of go, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Now,
I'm very impressionable.
Yeah. Now, I always wonder this, too, because there's a big difference between, you know, written journalism, obviously, and then going into TV, mm-hmm. you know, and broadcasting.
Right.
Now,
right.
Do you have any theater background?
Yes. I mean, you'll appreciate this because of what you do. In fourth grade, maybe more, it was like, fourth grade at St. Francis Xavier Grade School in Wilmette, Illinois, I played in the role in the play Pinocchio, right?
Nice. Yeah.
And I don't know if you know the whole story of Pinocchio, but he's got an evil half-brother called Punchinello.
What?
And there's a scene where Punchinello says, look, I'm just like my brother, blah, blah, blah. And they lift you up. And they had a jerry-rigged a pulley system that would lift me a few feet in the air. Well, the belt on it snapped, and I went crashing down on the ground in front of the whole school. Even nuns were doubled over in laughter. And so that kind of gave me a shell shock about going ever on stage again.
Yeah. Hmm. Did anyone help you, or did they just sit there and laugh?
Oh, no. I remember the drama teacher, who was the music teacher at our school, said, get up, get up. And I was like, okay, show must go on, I guess, right? And so I never did. And I got to high school, and I played football and ran track and played baseball. I cannot sing. I cannot sing. So I didn't even think about going out for musicals. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And I wish that I had. And it wasn't until my first job in Rochester, Minnesota, where it's such a small town that you covered everything that was happening, right? Including the local community theater. And the guy there, when I was doing a story on what was coming up on their weekend, he said, you ever thought about being in a play? And I said, never. Well, he talked me into going on community theater and being in a play where I played a Southern minister. And I won't even try to do the Southern accent because I don't want to offend anyone south of the Mason Dixon line. But I will tell you, of all the people in the history of English speakers who have tried to do a Southern accent, mine was the most offensive and horrible. And I feel guilt and shame about that to this.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh,
so
wow.
Another traumatic experience.
Yes, exactly. So, no, I love live theater. You know, we talked about my love of musicals.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I love talking musicals with you guys. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, no.
But it always impresses me, the TV thing, because obviously we've heard the term stage fright.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. you're live. Well, within reason, right? Is there any delay in the newscasts?
No, there is not.
Wow.
I wish there were, but there's not.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I was like, I mean, what we do is live, you know, and so obviously that's what I figured you do is live. Because even if you're in the movies, you know, it's funny. I love the saying around the Tony Awards time, which is the awards for the theater, is, you know, the Tony Awards. It's the one time a year movie stars get to hang out with actors, mm-hmm. you know,
mm-hmm.
and because, you know, in the movies, you do it 10, 15 times. You do it until you get it right.
Yeah.
You know, and then we, the audience, only see the final product.
Right.
Well, with newscasters, that's not it. And with, you know, live theater, that's not it.
Live theater.
So did that ever scare you? I mean, obviously you just probably do it in practice, right?
Yeah. I mean, I've been doing this for a long time, guys. Mm-hmm. A long time. And there are nights, there are big nights, election night, when things are pretty much unscripted, that it's more exciting than your average night.
Yep.
Hmm.
Well, I say I wish we, you know, almost recorded it, because we can go back and pick any show of the last 2 years, and somewhere in there is a stumble or a stutter on my part on air, but that's just the way it goes. So it's not nerve-wracking anymore. It doesn't make me nervous anymore. No.
That's good.
Okay.
That's good.
Well, and you say you've been doing it for a long time, but you know, Tony always says, you know, all right, kids, there's nothing like live TV, because you know, when he has to re-record or do a live section of PTI,
mm-hmm.
you know, he says it's it's exciting for him, you know, and it gets keeps you on edge. Mm-hmm. So,
well, I imagine it would, but I'm so used to being live. He's
right.
Used to being right. Taped.
Yeah.
So
right.
if I were taped every day, but now I said we're doing it live, I'd be like, oh, no net today. Huh? Okay.
Yeah exactly. Yeah. All right. Well, Ted, we have a lot more to get into, so don't go anywhere, but we're going to take a quick break. Okay. So we'll be right back with
Meet the Littles.
This is the Loyal Littles Podcast with Chuck and Roxy.
From 2015, Brandon Boker from Lexington, Kentucky. Welcome back to the Loyal Littles Podcast. And Roxy, how lucky are we?
This is so great.
We're sitting here with Ted Perry from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, uh-huh. which is where we met him. Uh-huh. We had breakfast and all that stuff. Now, some things we didn't get into, though, in the first segment is one thing we like to talk about is sports fandom. And, you know, when you grew up and all that stuff, what's your favorite sport? What's your favorite teams? Things like that.
Oh, okay. Well, that's, you know, it's kind of interesting because the first 14 years of my life were spent in the Chicago suburbs. So I was diehard Cubs. Walter Payton is my all-time sports idol of the Chicago Bears. The Bulls weren't good yet. The Blackhawks weren't really good yet. And then I moved to Wisconsin when I was a freshman in high school and slowly over time became a Brewers fan and a Packers fan and a Bucks fan. So I am all in on Wisconsin teams now to the point where, I mean, I have no, like the Cubs won the World Series in 2016 and I had no personal feeling except for the fact that all my siblings were happy because they were still Cubs. So, but I didn't feel like my team had finally won the World Series. It was like an old ex getting married and you were happy for them, but you didn't have any feelings about it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
So let's, because we've heard about this a lot in the last couple of weeks because of Wilbon specifically. So if the Bears were in the Super Bowl, you wouldn't root for them?
No, I would because my family are Bear fans.
Okay.
And then the division. I wouldn't root against him, certainly.
Okay.
I think, you know what? I'm a bit of a hypocrite because I go back to the game where they played the Colts and I was rooting for the Colts. I think that's because I was rooting for Peyton Manning to be the Super Bowl.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I totally get that. And you'll root for players and things like that sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thrilled for that because 2 years later when we played them in the Super Bowl, I'm a Saints fan. I was like, everyone's like, oh, it's Peyton. I'm like, come on, he just won it 2 years ago. Give us a chance here, you know, kind of thing.
Right.
But so is football your favorite sport then?
No, I would have to say baseball is.
Oh, okay. Okay. Gotcha.
I'm a Brewers season ticket holder and I love going to Brewer games. You guys have got to come back in the summer. We'll tailgate and we'll do it right. Cause I don't, you're a Mets fan, right? You guys don't tailgate. You're Boston. I'm sorry.
We're both Boston fans.
I just almost got kicked off the podcast.
No, actually Mets is okay. If you would have said Mets I was a Yankees fan now, that's a different story.
Yeah.
But.
Right. There's nowhere to tailgate around Fenway Park, right?
Yeah, not really. No, that's a good point.
I mean,
the whole area is
a big tailgate.
You go to Koskenflaggen across the street. Yeah, you do that first. That's the big thing.
Or have a beer in the Green Monster. My dad and I did that last time we went to a game.
So there's places around, but yeah, you're right. There's no like Pocken. for like.
Yeah, and it's very much a part of our culture. It can be 40 degrees on opening day and everyone will have their grills out.
Wow.
You know?
Right. Wow. Right. Now, but did you say you played football in school?
Yeah, I mean, my best sport that I played was football.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But, and I was an average high school football player. I'm not going to try to sell you.
No, right, right. Sure. Of course. But, yeah.
Yeah. Like if I could go back and have one more day, if you could make me, you know, 17 again, what sport would I play? It would be another football game.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Cool.
Interesting. Yeah. I always missed out on that because my high school didn't have football, sadly. Mm-hmm. I always wanted to play, but.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. No, I know. Trust me. Our high school was weird. We didn't have a football team. You know, there was this vicious rumor, okay, back way before I was even born that we had a team and that some kid at halftime ate a hot dog. And when he came back into the game, he was a running back. He got he choked on the hot dog or something. He died, supposedly.
Whoa.
On the field. So the parents got freaked out and just boycotted. And so there was no more football team.
That's like Footloose. No more dancing.
Yeah, no more dancing. but no, you know, so then I heard later in life that was
well,
a big crock.
I love that you jumped right to Footloose.
Yeah, right.
Not Saturday
also,
Night Fever.
That sounds like a big urban legend.
Right, right. Anyway. Mm-hmm. We got to that. Let's move to Tony, okay, real quick. Now, this is always interesting, too, because you're a professional. And just the link and the, you know, as we say, the connective tissue. When did you start listening to Tony, and how did you get introduced to him?
I think it started with PTI, because I remember him being on Monday Night Football.
Right.
And remember thinking, who is this guy? Mm-hmm. I don't know who this guy is.
Ah.
And wasn't Washington Post reader then. I wasn't a New York Times reader when he was writing for them or a Daily News reader. So I think it had to be there and then PTI. And then I discovered he had his own podcast or maybe the local ESPN or maybe the local sports station that carried ESPN carried his show for a bit. And then that led me to the podcast. But it's been a good 15, 20 years
sure.
that I've been following the pod.
Okay.
Following him and his show. How long has he had the podcast?
The podcast started in 2016.
Okay.
And then, of course, the radio show,
well,
all those
I've
years.
Been all in on that. Because I remember the days when he took all of August off. And it was those are very long.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mentioned that all the time.
Oh,
it was July and August. It was always around July 4th to Labor Day.
When
it was...
I first met Chuck that first summer, I was like,
what is your problem?
Wrong with you?
Because I'd mope around because there'd be
oh,
no Tony.
Oh, my gosh. And so dramatic.
I was like, yes, there's no Tony.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
I get.
Yeah.
Right? It's like a deep depression sets in.
Yeah.
Which is
yeah.
so weird. I mean, but I think part of that was because he used to go 5 days a week.
Right.
And so it's just part of every day of your life. You know, but even the weekends were hard sometimes. But mm-hmm. that's where I came up with the concept for this podcast was I was like, we need something else on the days that Tony doesn't do his podcast.
Yeah.
You know, something else Tony related to listen to. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where I came up with this idea.
Yeah, he wanted to do four shows a week.
Yeah, I wanted to do four shows a week.
Because at
the
time he was only doing two.
Yeah.
Or yeah, it was two a week.
Yeah, we've always done two a week, mm-hmm. which is crazy for a podcast like this. But
you wanted to do four.
Yeah, I wanted to do four. I wanted to do every day. Any day Tony didn't go.
Yeah.
I'm like just something else to listen to.
But I like how you're reverential that if he has a show, you're not going to drop your podcast on that day.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You know, some people think we're idiots for that. They're like, he doesn't care. No one, they're not going to care.
But we care.
But you know what? We've had it. I care. And we've had enough bigs come on. And that means a lot to me that have said, like Gary Braun came on. He said, wow.
That's cool.
That's respect. He's mm-hmm. like, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, absolutely. You know, we know we're not going to affect his listenership or his ratings, but it's just out of respect, you know, for him and his show.
Yeah.
I miss Gary.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. We do too. We miss a lot of them. Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny. We were just talking about Tori Clark has her own podcast called Chatter on Books.
Mm-hmm.
And we've just had her on recently. And, I tell everyone, Chatter on Books. I know you probably have no interest whatsoever if you're not a book person. But she'll have DA on. Mm-hmm. DA is a regular on her podcast, mm-hmm. David Aldridge.
Ooh, I love it.
Yes. And so I'm just saying, I said to everyone, I said, you know, in the beginning of her show, they just banter.
Yep.
Like they talked about the Super Bowl and then they talk about books and they talk about whatever the Oscars were on last night or the Oscars nominations came out. They always banter. And I said, it reminds me of the old show. So especially that when a day that Tony's not on, I say I'll listen to Chatter on Books, even if it's just for the first chunk,
mm-hmm.
not necessarily listen to whatever author they have on that day. But it's just something to hear the old school banter.
That is a good fix for me. Thank you.
She'll have Gene on sometimes, not every show, but some of the other people they're just really great.
Yeah.
So anyway, I've taken us down this other tangent, which is okay because it's Tori. But let's get back to Tony. You had more to say about Tony, I'm sure.
I think people should know, I mean, you like him or you don't, but as a broadcaster, I'm not putting myself in that league. I mean, he's a really good journalist. He asks the way he gets conversations going. And I find myself phrasing questions to our reporters during a live debrief, we call it, you know, when I'm on with them. And I need to avoid the phrase, where are we now? Because that is, yes, that is Tony's trademark question. Yes. But it's such a good question from the viewer / listener's point. Get us up to speed. Where are we now? Mm-hmm. Yes. And he is really, I mean, he's done it his whole life. And there's a natural curiosity, and you have to have a natural curiosity. You shouldn't go into this business. But he's really good at that. And I was very pleased the other day, I don't know if you heard the podcast, where he kind of gave himself credit for inventing the phrase, that's it, that's the list.
Yes.
And somebody had used it in a print story, and I think it was Nigel asked, does that bother you? And he said, no, it doesn't bother me at all. I'm honored by it, which was a huge relief to me, because recently I did a story about a group of guys, and maybe you've heard of them. They go to a bar every week with an agenda, a bunch of talking points, and their daughter thinks it's one of their daughters thinks it's hysterical. So she tweets it out, and you know, millions of people see it every week, this list that these four guys in Wisconsin are going to talk about that week. Mm-hmm. And I end the story with the phrase, that's it, that's the list, as an homage to Uncle Tony, also knowing that he has given other journalists the right to use it without accreditation or attribution.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we have another homage, and I don't know if he came up with it, but you'll hear it in a few minutes after we get done with our fun, dumb questions.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because we're the same. I agree. And I forgot about that. Where are we now? Because I relate that to Howard Fineman, because that's who I always remember, because he would always come on and talk politics. And
right.
You're right. I remember, where are we now? That's just
right.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Ted, we can't thank you enough for coming on to meet the Littles and, you know, telling all these great stories that we knew you'd have.
Yes.
I feel like we got some really good private ones, too, at the, at the diner.
Oh, yeah.
But now we have some fun, dumb questions for you.
Love it.
All right. Roxy, take it away.
Okay. If you could shop for free at one store, which would you choose?
I'm going to go, well, locally, it's called Yellowwood. It's an outdoor store here in Milwaukee area. But for general listeners, I'll say REI because I love outdoor stuff.
Nice.
Excellent.
Nice.
All right. If you hosted Saturday Night Live, who would you want to introduce as your musical guest?
Oh, I don't need any time to think about this. Ladies and gentlemen, Jason Isbell.
Oh, okay.
Okay. What personal trait has gotten you into the most trouble?
My inability to think before I talk.
Yeah.
It's a common one.
And me thinking that anyone really gives a you-know-what about my opinion. I've gotten older, I've gotten better at just putting in my pocket saying, no one cares, shut up.
Nice.
Those are good ones,
All right,
sure.
I just thought this one would be cute. Since you're so many other people's, who's your celebrity crush?
Well, first of all, I object to the premise that I'm anyone's celebrity crush.
You don't know.
But I'm going to go with two, Selma Hayek and Connie Britton.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Man, Nashville, one of my favorite shows.
Oh, so good.
And then, yeah. So, I mean, spoiler alert, she dies, but that pissed me off.
Spoiler
alert. Come on.
Well, I mean, come on. The show's been off the air for like three. No, you know what it was? Yeah, I don't need to go into that. It had to do with my mom, who passed away about 12 years ago. And she passed away right before it aired, before it premiered. And she was looking so forward to that. And so I started watching it because of her, and I'm so glad I did because it was such a great show. It really was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. That is sweet. You're like, I'll take it from here, Mom. I'll watch
it. Yeah. No, really. And I remember the last episode, and Yep.
All right. If you could travel anywhere in the world, where would it be?
Well, I'm kind of doing that. I'm on a goal to hit every national park.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's a good
because
one.
Because I love, you know, I studied in Europe, and I traveled around Europe. And, of course, I'd love to see the rest of the world. I'd love to get to South America. And I'd love to see I'd love to go anywhere, but I don't want to do that until I knock off the best of what America has to show off.
Yeah.
And that's national parks. And I just absolutely love them.
Do you have a favorite one so far?
It's hard, but I'm going to go with Zion because there's so many things to do, but also Mesa Verde in southwestern Colorado, where the ancient ruins of the Pueblo population that lived there, and they're still relatively intact. which is absolutely amazing.
Wow.
So I'll put those two on the top of my list, but I'm hoping to get to more this year. I think I've hit, and I got a long ways to go. I think I've got 15 or 16, maybe up to 20 under my belt.
That's pretty good though. Yeah.
I'm not even a third of the way there.
So. Now, do you have one of those passports?
I do buy the yearly thing, hoping to use it. And, you know,
yeah,
I figure if I buy the yearly pass, that'll make me get off my butt and go. But right. It really took a hit during COVID, of course.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
All right. Nice. And what's one special hidden talent you have that no one else knows about?
No one else knows about. Well, it's becoming less and less applicable, but I do a pretty good Tom Brokaw impersonation.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Demonstration.
And so, well, yeah, I can do a demonstration, but I need participation. I need audience participation. Can I ask you two to help me out with this?
Sure.
I want you to give me a situation that might lead the newscast. Like, let's do a little improv here. Like, give me the name of a town.
Okay. Stratford.
Stratford. Where's that?
Connecticut.
Stratford.
That's my hometown. Okay.
That's Roxy's hometown.
Okay. Give me an accident that happened there, or a tragedy, or something, a newsworthy event.
The thing that burned down. The Stratford.
Oh, the Shakespeare Theater burned down
there.
Well, that sounds awful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you said tragedy.
I mean, yeah.
Okay. And give me one more salient fact about that. You can make it up or... It can
like about the theater or something about Stratford?
Or something about that day. What caused it to burn?
We believe arson.
Oh, okay,
it had
good.
Been shut down for years and years and years. And every so often someone comes in and they want to try to reopen it and reestablish it. But then all of a sudden one day it just burned.
And this was a huge theater.
It was
I mean, like Meryl Streep performed there. Mm-hmm. Like all these
Catherine
Hepburn.
Yeah.
Yeah, all these major actors mm-hmm. would go up there Catherine during the summer. Yeah.
Okay, here's Catherine Hepburn in On Golden Pond. Is that a lawn chair? Okay, so here we go. Here's how Tom Brokaw would have covered that on NBC Nightly News. And let the record show that we have not stopped tape on this, okay? I haven't done this in a while. Coming in 3, 2, 1. Leading NBC Nightly News tonight, chaos in Connecticut. To burn or not to burn? A Shakespearean theater suffering a Shakespearean tragedy tonight. Fred Francis has more on possible arson at the Globe Theater of the Northeast.
Try not to laugh on top of you.
That was so good.
That's going to get some studio claps right there.
It's a stupid party trick because fewer and fewer people know who the great Tom Brokaw is.
Oh, yeah, stop
no.
it. They should be taken outside then.
Yeah, right.
That's amazing. And we might have something for you to do for us off air
that
afterwards.
That was really good. That was really good.
That's amazing. All right, Roxy, some rapid. That's why I like that question.
Yeah.
I love that question.
It's so good.
All right,
it's a good question. Yeah.
Rapid fire, Roxy.
All right, Coke or Pepsi?
Oh, Coke.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
I've seen neither. Don't even get me started. ask me the question again.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
You've got mail.
Okay.
Nice. Smooth or crunchy peanut butter?
Smooth, crunchy is only eaten by psychopaths. Next question.
Ooh, wow. Okay,
I mean,
we
just for
really
the record,
could get along.
It's called peanut butter.
But we'll
move on like you requested. We'll move on.
Yeah, it's called butter.
That's Roxy. You're so Roxy. All right. How about Mr. Furley or Mr. Roper?
Oh, Mr. Furley. Don Knotts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Mm-hmm.
Brady Bunch or the Partridge Family?
This is a hard one for me. Strong Susan Day crush growing up. And always did love, I think I love you. Remember that?
Yep.
I do. I know that.
So they were both on Friday nights on ABC during my childhood.
Wow.
But the Brady Bunch seemed a little zany to me, so I liked it. I wish the Partridge Family, I don't think Partridge Family had a laugh track, and I think the Brady Bunch did.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, last one. Uranus jokes, not funny or never not funny?
Never not funny.
All right.
Thank you.
Never not funny. And I don't know what Wilbon's problem is, but they're always funny.
Always.
Especially when Tony does them.
Yes.
It's all in the delivery. That's what we've discovered,
you know,
I think.
That planet was in the news lately. I don't know if a telescope could shoot it better or something, but apparently the new pronunciation is Uranus.
Yes, yeah, we've heard that.
We've heard that. That's BS.
We've told that story. Yeah,
it's, that's BS.
That's BS. Yeah. No.
Boy, Roxy doesn't get riled about a lot, but she wants her planet to be Uranus.
Yes.
What did we? Was it Rona Roxy? She had Corona.
Yeah, I had.
And she became this other person. The emails we would get, she would just go off on everyone.
Once it was safe for me to like start coming out into the living room again.
And so she got the nickname Rona Roxy. They loved it. They loved
her. I was very salty.
So,
I like it.
Anyway, Ted, we can't thank you enough for coming on to Meet the Littles. What can we plug for you?
Are you kidding me? I've won Emmys. I've won Press Club Awards. This is the greatest honor.
Now you're going to get your Chuck and Roxy number.
Love it.
This is amazing. But seriously, take a second. Plug anything. Plug everything. And tell everyone how they can get in touch with you if you want to be gotten in touch with.
I don't.
Well, we could give you a follow somewhere, right?
No, you could. I mean, I'm on the Instagram under The Tedatorial. Get
that's,
it? Wordplay.
That's amazing. Ed, see?
The Tedatorial. And, you know, you can always watch me on fox6now.com, which is our website. But and send me a box of that, whatever it
absolutely.
Is.
Exactly. See, this is, we're trying to hook you up here. So there you go. So, all right. Well, thanks again. And as an homage to the big show, we'll get you out of here on this.
Over or under?
Over works, because I actually put it on under recently, and when you pull on it, it just goes and goes and goes.
Really?
Over has more of an ability to stop. I don't know the physics behind this, but I know I'm correct on this.
See, I don't get that.
Over
I get the
is
opposite.
The correct one.
No, you're correct, sir.
And Roxy, we were so close.
I know, right?
Peanut butter.
We lost on the last one.
I mean,
one.
Look, well, I'm no, adaptable, but...
Yeah, she says she's adaptable because she grew up in under, but now she's an over for me.
I feel like I need to go experiment with this.
I'm just going to listen to see if the phrase Uranus and peanut butter make the final copy.
Absolutely. So, well, Ted, it was a pleasure meeting you in person, but this has been even better. It really has. We can't thank you enough. We know the littles are going to love this, and thanks for taking the time. We really appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks, guys. I enjoyed it myself.
All right, all you loyal listeners.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Eric Bell, and you're listening to the Loyal Littles Podcast on the WTFC Podcast Network.
Welcome back to the Loyal Littles Podcast. And Roxy.
Chuck.
Not bad for a Thursday show, huh?
Not at all.
What's our Thursday show? That's our Thursday show.
Yeah.
Uncle Ted.
Yeah.
So, thanks for coming on to Meet the Littles. We really appreciate you taking the time. Now, Roxy, before we get into some of our emails, well, I have a couple things.
Okay.
Something I want to address first. Well, because I feel bad. Not really, but I do.
Don't.
No, I know I shouldn't, but I do. No, I just want to make sure before we...
Yeah.
I read emails, I do things like that, because first we have a Littles Helping Littles moment that I want to get to.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, first of all, I want to... Someone wrote in, not going to... Matter of fact, they were like, you don't have to read this on the show. So I won't, but I'm going to address it, okay?
We should take guesses on who said it, and then whoever guesses correctly wins a prize.
We can make a new contest. Maybe I should read it and just leave the name off.
Yeah.
And if you can guess who wrote in. I don't want to lose a listener over this.
We're just having fun.
I know, but clearly they're one of the five that are still listening, so I don't want to, you know,
drop
down the court, you know?
Thank goodness.
I don't know. I mean, I guess we could do that. Contest. All right. First one to write in with the correct response to this email. And I love that
wins.
It's just to me. Chuck, let me skip that part where it says you don't have to read this on the show. Can you please stop saying we love the new big show crew? First of all, you are not a royal. I'm not?
You're
Roxy.
Not?
Roxy thinks I'm a royal.
You're my king.
And secondly, you are not speaking for all of the littles. I know a majority of the littles probably do like the new crew, but I can guarantee you that not all of us do. Thanks. Have a good day.
They used one of my things. I always say...
Good day to you is what I'm saying.
Well, I usually say have a great day to somebody, but if someone pisses me off, then I'll say have a good day. And that really sticks it to them.
I'm going to start saying have a mediocre day. I mean, I don't know. I think that's better. Now, all right. So I just want to address this real quick.
In all seriousness.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anytime. I'm declaring this now as the royal of the Loyal Littles podcast. Not of the littles.
The official
littles,
royal.
Not of the littles.
You should write that into Tony. Can I be the official royal?
I mean, okay. First of all, I definitely want to say, because I didn't mean to suggest this.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Whenever I say we, I mean we as in us, you, me, the podcast. I'll throw the podcast in there too.
Mm-hmm.
We at the Loyal Littles podcast think this. When I say we, I'm not saying all the Littles.
Yeah.
Do you think I would speak for you? I don't even know your language.
Do you think I'd speak for you? I don't even know your language.
I mean... Roxy, that's one of my all-time favorite quotes in a movie from that particular movie, and specifically.
Not,
it's one of my all-time favorite movies.
Wait, not flip you.
Well, that's the TV version, but But
anyway,
in all seriousness, we want to get back to seriousness here. I mean, yes, thank you for writing in. We take all emails, you know, mm-hmm. we take all constructive criticism, especially because we want this to be a fun podcast for everyone. We want everyone to appreciate it.
Yeah.
We want everyone to just love it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, absolutely. I'm glad we addressed it.
Mm-hmm.
When we say we, I mean me, you, podcast. That's it. That's it. That's the list.
Could
that's
also mean list. Chuck and Lewis.
Could be.
Yeah, that's
a we.
We
don't care what Lewis thinks. Screw him. Flip him. Fond you.
Right.
All right. Let's get into the Littles Helping Littles, because I wanted to do this because we have a lot of people, Roxy. We're so blessed in this way.
Yeah.
It makes me feel like a royal, honestly. But no, seriously, we have so many people. They'll write it. Hey, are you looking for 5 mediocre minutes? Can we come back on the podcast?
Mm-hmm.
And we just have so many. And if it's, you know, something that's for the Littles, as we did today, you know, certain things like that. And, you know, we do say we want everyone to come back on at some point.
Yes.
We just, it's hard to schedule it all in. And especially when I'm doing a show out of town, you know, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, but we did want to at least do this. This is someone, and hopefully we'll get him back on the podcast at some point soon. But this is Elliot Olshansky, episode 111.
Mm-hmm.
Love that number too.
Because
we wanted to get this out for him just in case we can't get him back on right away.
Yeah.
He wrote a book. He's writing a book.
Okay.
It says, my debut picture book. It's a picture book.
Ooh.
It's called Mommy's Favorite Metal, has been accepted for publication by Sunny Day Publishing. I am so proud of the story, inspired by real events and my years covering women's and men's ice hockey. Another ice hockey segment we have here, Roxy.
Mm-hmm.
And delighted to share it with the world. I am also fortunate to have the wonderfully talented Corwin Dixon on board as my illustrator, and I'm looking forward to see how their wonderful art helps bring my story to life on the page. Sunny Day uses a hybrid publishing model, which means that I am responsible for a portion of the production costs of the book. That means that I need to raise a little less than $2,500 to have the book published. I'm also using this campaign as an opportunity to get Corwin compensated properly for their art up front, rather than having to wait for royalties.
Sure.
Where's the money going? Glad you asked. Money from this crowdfunding campaign will support professional editing and art direction from Sunny Day Publishing, production costs for the book itself, high-quality illustrations from Corwin Dixon, a talented young artist who's passionate about hockey, the cost of perks for supporters, don't worry, this is just a minor portion of the campaign, the impact, Mommy's Favorite Metal is a different kind of sports story. There's really nothing like it on the market. It's an opportunity for more families to see themselves represented in children's literature. And while this will be my first published children's book, I have a long track record as a writer, including articles for NCAA.com, US Hockey Magazine, and the New York Daily News. As a parent myself, I've been able to observe quite a bit about what makes a successful children's book, and I'm ready to use what I've learned to make Mommy's Favorite Metal a success.
Nice.
Okay. So we will have that information in the link. It's a GoFundMe, or I think that's is that what you called it?
Crowdfunding,
one of those. So, you know, every little bit helps. Littles helping littles, every little bit helps. Like we say, a penny. You can donate a penny. Now, I don't know if that's possible over there, but every little bit helps.
Yes.
So thank you for helping Elliot, if you can. And let's get that book out there.
Yeah.
I know he's already planning on sending a copy to, obviously, TK and the kids, the grandkids and stuff like that.
Good.
So, yeah. And hopefully we'll get him back on at some point. But we wanted to get that out. Roxy, why don't we get to the emails?
Okay. All right. First one. Choxy. I'm not sure if this is the reason Tony finishes a story with bonjour, but this might explain it. As you know, Tony likes quoting commercials. There was a State Farm commercial that had a girl believing everything on the internet. It concluded with her introducing her French model boyfriend she met online. He is clearly not a model and says bonjour so poorly, Marcel Marceau would have to speak up to correct him. I hope this helps. Brad Siegel, a.k.a. Uncle Big Guy, episode TBD.
Hello.
Can't wait to hear the story behind that.
We got an Uncle Ted, now we got an Uncle Big Guy?
Yeah.
Hey, Big Guy. Uncle
That's
Big Guy.
Fun.
I like that.
Love it.
All right, book that. Go to our website.
LoyalLittlesPod.com.
To, you know, book that. Let's get your schedule. Let's get you on the air here.
Yes.
All right. Hey, Chuck and Roxy. Welcome back, Chuck. It was great to see you at Broadway Bowling. So this is going to count as the bowling because we didn't have a, you know, we don't bowl till tonight. So,
right.
Yeah. So we didn't have a, we don't really have a bowling segment.
Yeah.
We could have had a pre-bowling segment.
Ooh.
We'll count this as the pre-bowling segment. And even better to hear you and Roxy giggling together at the News Channel 12 studio. No one is more pleased than me to hear the LLP hitting the ice with back-to-back hockey episodes. Put on the foil, people. If you know, you know. Do you know?
I have no idea.
She's only seen like three quarters of that movie.
Or not the rink, the ice skates? Like the metal, the skate part of the ice skates?
No. You have to see a certain movie to get that. Okay. Speaking of hockey, the NHL had a great weekend with its Stadium Series games at MetLife Stadium in Jersey, featuring some great Metropolitan Division rivalries, starting with the Devils versus the Flyers on Saturday night, with the Islanders versus the Rangers on Sunday afternoon, which featured a great comeback and a thrilling overtime win for the Broadway Blue Shirts. Their seventh straight victory. Over 75,000 fans jammed the stadium for each game. Okay, is it bad that we don't know who the Broadway Blue Shirts are? I mean, I kind of know, but...
I don't.
Yeah, that's the Rangers, I believe. Yeah,
oh.
They won in overtime. Oh. Even though most of the media markets said the Islanders came... You know, anyway, that's a whole nother, that's a whole nother segment. Speaking of hockey, I've got to call out Roxy for mispronouncing Hall of Famer Phil Esposito's name while reading Rick Franzoza's letter. Coincidentally, Espo's birthday is this week, February 20th, so we just missed that.
Oh,
so.
Well, maybe I read what was written.
Maybe.
Maybe I got it wrong.
Kudos to Lewis for getting Ted Lehman on the LL Pod. Not only did I love the hockey talk, but hearing him talk about the Montreal Expos was great. As a kid, we went to Le Parc Jerry to see the Expos. Let's have a cheer for Coco LeBoy and Ted. I'd watch Field of Dreams with you anytime. Can't wait to be back in the studio with you guys. Ritz, mildly popular third wheel, slightly better than a monkey. Also, shout out, he got another letter read on the Big Show.
Yeah, he did. Recently. Yeah, that's right.
So, all right, what's next, Roxy?
Next, we heard from Mark Hughes, episode 292. Hey, Chuck and Roxy, catching up on some recent Loyal Littles podcasts. If the Littles ever come to Rehoboth, I do know a beach with a volleyball court where the Littles could play and then head to Casa de Leo for pizza. An emailer asked about my wife's basketball career. I believe I said she was the best player to come out of DC, not the best at North Carolina. If not, I am correcting myself. A brief summary. The five best high school players in the DC area are called All Met Players, as voted on by coaches for the Washington Post. My wife was first team All Met the first 2 years they included women in these awards, so I am pretty sure she was the best of her era. She started her first 2 years at North Carolina leading the team in scoring in her first college game. She transferred after starting for 2 years and retired just wanting to be a normal college student. After 2 years of not playing, she got a call from the coach at the Division II school, Mount St. Mary's, and went there to play a season. She helped lead that team to the D2 Final Four, and she was MVP of the regionals to get to the Final Four. That's her career in a nutshell. I am not sure I mentioned it, but we met playing volleyball. She was pretty good at that too. Thanks for entertaining us. Loved hearing my friend Steve Lipton's music this week. Cheers, Mark Hughes, episode 292.
Oh, nice.
That's a great career.
All right.
Is it time?
It's time.
All right, let's
dearest
do it.
Dearest Choxie.
Oh, dearest.
I feel like it's got the hand over the face at this
uh-oh,
moment.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
It says, quote, unquote, bone in, bone out, repeated multiple times in episode 297 at 1248, and Chuck never follows up with a that's what she said. I think this is Roxy's new task. Try to work in a bone in or bone out into each podcast. Slip it in there.
That's what she said.
Well, see, she's on it now. I believe Tony had Bonjour connected to his old sport line. This all started with the Leonardo DiCaprio version of The Great Gatsby back in 2013.
Mm. Oh. We know someone who worked on that
we
costume.
Do?
Whitney.
She did?
Yeah. She said he's very nice.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Well, now, hello, opening on Broadway.
That's right.
Starring Jeremy Jordan.
There you go.
Tony found it odd that DiCaprio called everyone in the film old sport. Before long, the emailers were referring to Tony as old sport and tacked on Bonjour in front of it. It is so sad that I recall so many tidbits of the inside jokes on Tony's show, but I can't remember my sister-in-law's birthday. Roxy, do you know Chuck's sister's birthdays? Maybe I shouldn't feel so bad. Should we play that game? Do you know your sister-in-law's birthdays?
Not off the top of my head.
I don't know. Brother, May 8th? No, May 12th?
May 11th.
May 11th. I was close.
Well, the one your one sister
one,
was
four,
August 8th?
So. Yes. Continue.
That's all I know.
That's all you... Oh.
Wait, Gina is...
I was going to say, you better...
She's going to be pissed. Sorry, Gina. I think I have them written down. I'm pretty sure I have them written down.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
I better have them written down.
Should we go on?
Yes, oh, move
dear.
On. Move
we
on.
We just lost another... How many listeners have we lost? So now we're down to three, I think. Okay, let's... I shouldn't have even brought that up. All right, let's move on. He then says, life is too short. If a book sucks, stop reading it. And don't count it as read. Count it as, it sucked, so I dropped it. That's one way to put it. Episode 178, ABTAHS. We will not do better the next time unless Ritz gets into the studio and adds in a that's what she said, since Chuck and Roxy are just not covering the bases properly.
That's what she said?
Wait. Really?
I don't know. Well, I'm just going to say that.
Covering the bases, I guess. Okay, you know, I guess, sort of.
I ran to first.
My pants began to. You know that song?
What? Nothing,
you don't know that song? All right. Anyway, that's all the time we have for this episode of the Loyal Littles Podcast. Yes, we'll get Ritz back. We will.
Yes,
we promise.
Yes,
We're trying to get them all back.
Right.
Real quick, you got 30 seconds, Roxy. Mm-hmm. You and Sid went on a
date two nights ago. We went to see S Club live in concert. It used to be S Club 7 until one of them sadly passed away last year. And then the other one didn't do the tour for other reasons, I think.
Now, I feel like this is the complete opposite of every PTI or Pocket with Tony's. Like, we just lost all our listeners because ours is in the other direction. Most of them are too old to be like, who?
Well,
that's what I was like, who?
Not to be like generational and all of that, but this is a very millennial-based group. The millennials love S Club. And
don't give it all away. We might talk about it next time, and maybe we'll have Simon with us. And they're his.
Well, sure, but we should also have Sid on because equally, we've been texting each other ever since. Like, I can't believe how much fun that concert was. It was so great. We wore glitter, we wore butterfly clips, we wore chokers, like everything that we wore in middle school and high school.
That you sent me last night.
Yeah, Chuck thought I was trying to get him arrested or something.
I didn't think you were trying to get me arrested, but you do look like you're 12 in the photo.
Well, you know, you married young, so what do you expect?
I don't know. No, but I was like,
be
what?
Grateful.
Okay. Anyway, I'm very grateful.
Okay.
Let's get out of here before I get in more trouble. Roxy, tell everyone how they can get in touch with us.
Go to our website, loyallittlespod.com. Everything you need to know is over there.
And please don't forget, if you do go over to Apple and iTunes and listen to us over there, just give us a nice rate and review over there. It really does help. It does matter.
Yes.
We promise you,
thank you. Does
matter. And thank you for all of you who have done that already. Roxy, if you need a book, where do you go?
Go to aaronsbooks.com.
And the most important part about that is when you're checking out your books, plural, there's a comment section.
Yes.
Not a code section.
No.
A comment section.
Comments.
That's where you put the code.
LLPOD.
That's where you do it. And remember, the most important thing is, no matter where you're shopping, what you're doing online,
don't forget to
use the code, people!
Bye!
Chaos in Connecticut. To burn or not to burn? Yeah, we're done.
Staring at these cards I did not choose, holding on my breath not to go loose. Even in this place so dark and strange, without you by my side, I will never judging all the ones who fell before. to meet again someday, and if you were to think that I looked strong, please don't ever think that I swear a big aim, 'cause you left me, but I thank you. Now I'm free. You and I,
The Loyal Littles Podcast is produced by the WTFC Podcast Network and edited by Louis B. Crocco. And the Loyal Littles Podcast logo is designed and drawn by Eric Lonergan.
I mean, you like them or you don't.
Oh, yeah.